Let me ask you about the Facebook currency, which I've been trying to explain and understand. Why do people buy these virtual goods in games and other applications? What's the benefit there?
Well, let's you've got to look at, I think when you're down on the ground level, what you see is Facebook. You see the brand, you see the online community. But if we take our chopper up a little higher and we look at it from a bird's eye view, there's something much bigger going on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with regards to corporations, we've always had vouchers, coupons, club points. You know, in the case of air miles, you know, these themselves have developed a life outside of the airline boundaries. Their customers being able to like sell them on eBay or exchange them and so forth.
Sure.
And that's a form of currency. So tickets, you know, tickets can be like currencies. Like, so you've got. If they're in really high demand and short supply, you've got a pair of Lakers-Celtics floor seats at the Staples Center. Those can fetch up to $10,000 or whatever for a pair, you know, an hour before the game. But with Facebook, we have a completely different scale with regards. This is a new corporation. Facebook has a bigger market. They've got a relationship with their online community. Now, what Facebook has become, in a sense, with this currency credit, is they're the money changers in this story.
That's right.
You can harken back to the implications there, but you know, you essentially you're exchanging your dirty dollars for clean Facebook money, and the money changer is obviously making a little bit of a cut there when you walk into their temple. It's not just a temple, Facebook. This is now a virtual Facebook Nation, okay? This is brand new. This has virtual borders. It's got a huge marketplace. It's got a population. It's got political parties. And now it's got its own money.
So, but people are buying these credits with actual money, right, for 10 cents a piece?
Correct, yeah. You're buying it with actual money. But there are no precedents for this. This is brand new. This is like Wild West. In a way, this is the Facebook Nation. You could have, I don't know, if Facebook increased its numbers by 50 or 100% in the next couple of years, you could have hedge funds, you know, with Facebook credit, you know, currency credit.
Really? Okay. So how would it work? Let's say I go onto Facebook and I buy 1,000 credits. It costs me $100, right?
Yeah.
10 cents of that.
Yeah.
So I have 1,000 credits. What do I do with them?
Well, you then take those and you can then operate on the Facebook within the Facebook free market. Okay. Now the Facebook is. This is not just a website anymore. You know, your memories are stored on Facebook. I know people, they don't have real printed photographic albums anymore. Most people, they upload them on Facebook.
Yeah, and they're there.
So if President Zuckerberg turns around one day and says, you're going to have to pay, $5,000 Facebook currency credits, or we're going to erase your memories. So bring me $500 or your firstborn child. In order to save your photographs from being erased, then it's likely that you will pay that money at some point in the future. These are early days now.
Or even if it's $50 a month or however they get you.
Or $5 a month or who knows, you know. But, you know, this is really about the centralization of power and control. And do you really want to devolve so much influence over your life and your possessions and your what you do
okay,
for
but
a living,
but at, but at this point, this is what I don't understand, Patrick. Why would I want to spend $100 of real money to get $1,000 of Facebook credits and buy virtual items? I mean, they're not even physical. You don't take them home, do you?
No. That is a kind of. There are people that spend money on virtual greeting cards and buy people cocktails, virtual cocktails, and little virtual gifts online. I mean, America is in its infancy, but if you go to a country like
What's a virtual cocktail?
You can buy someone a drink on Facebook. You go to the bar and...
But it's not a real drink, right?
It's not a real drink. It's a facsimile of a drink. But, you know, George, in America, this is actually in its infancy. If you go to a country like South Korea, where internet penetration is like in the 90 percentile.
All right.
And has been for quite a few years, and broadband speeds have been fast for a number of years. You know, they're really into their virtual lives, and there's all sorts of communities and building a virtual city or your own flat with your wallpaper and furniture, and you pay money.
That's amazing.
But in America, the gaming industry, World of Warcraft, or some of these really big, massive game products that have loads of people playing, millions and millions of people playing every day, where you have to buy ammunition, you have to buy a spaceship to build up your galactic army, so that you can, there's people paying money for that, and they will pay because if that's where everybody is, that's where the market is. So that makes it the only game in town. So, in terms of the games industry, it's very real. But other things could move on to the Facebook market. If Facebook were to buy eBay, for instance.
And they could afford it.
They could afford it, of course. When they go public, which is probably going to be, there could be an IPO for Facebook at some point this year, maybe early 2012.
I think they just valued the company at $65 billion.
And that's a private company. They valued it.
And that's private.
Company.
Yeah.
Now, if that was a public company, the valuation would jump.
They could end up being, at least on paper, in a public offering, the biggest corporation in the world.
Well, that's a very good point, George. And people don't realize that, yes, some of these corporations already, their valuations and their assets are far in excess of many nation states around the world.
It is amazing.
But what are the biggest corporations on the planet are not companies, actually. They are nation states. And nation states operate like corporations. They are companies, so to speak. The United States of America is one of them. It's a corporation. But Facebook, I really think there's a trend here. This is a virtual nation, and it has all the elements of a nation state.